DW.
How are governments trying to suppress information about the coronavirus pandemic? And isn't that against their own interests and efforts to contain the virus?
Well, yes, we are seeing that in some countries, particularly those that lack freedom of information and independent journalism, that there are efforts to control the information and to punish journalists who are trying to report on this global pandemic. We've seen, for example, in China, where a video blogger, Chen Qixi, has been missing since he went to Wuhan in February to report from the epicenter of the coronavirus outbreak. We remain deeply concerned about his whereabouts and have called on the authorities to investigate. We also saw that China, again, the epicenter of the virus, expelled three Wall Street Journal reporters after they wrote an opinion headline about the coronavirus last month. But we've seen around the world, in Iran, for example, where a journalist was detained in connection to his social media posts that were critical of the government's response to COVID-19, which you might recall at first denied that there was any of the disease there. We also saw, for example, in Thailand that the prime minister threatened to arrest any journalists who spread fake news. We saw in Nigeria journalists who were detained for reporting on COVID. And in many cases, we're seeing that these charges are related to spreading false information or undermining public confidence.
And what can we do to protect the truth and journalists, not only during a pandemic, but always at all times?
Well, the first thing that governments have a responsibility to protect the press and to ensure their right to report freely and independently. So the first thing governments can do is get their legislation in order and avoid criminalizing things like false news or, you know, other kind of trumped up issues that are poorly defined. And of course, decriminalizing defamation. The second thing is to stop intimidating and arresting or detaining journalists who are trying to report in real time on this outbreak. Governments should also be much more open and ensure that journalists have access to official information and do so in a safe way. Because, of course, now many government meetings and important public issues are not being able to take place in person, in public, as they typically would be. So it's really incumbent upon governments to figure out how they can ensure that the public has access to information. And finally, you know, they need to stop attacking journalists and journalism, recognizing that one of the things that makes journalism stand out is that it is self-correcting. And so, you know, journalism is reporting on the facts and the issues that are happening as they occur. And when they make mistakes, they correct it. That is part of journalism as opposed to, say, propaganda.
You've also reported on censorship on popular messenger apps such as Weixin, which is more commonly known by its English name WeChat, outside of China. What can you tell us about these efforts to limit access to information?
Well, China has one of the most sophisticated censorship regimes in the world, and so it's not surprising to see how they are trying to control and manipulate the information there, you know, during this time of crisis. But I think that what we're seeing is real pushback from the public. So Chinese people are very creative and trying to get around some of these restrictions because, A, they're upset about the government's response and efforts to restrict information and punish those, including the doctors, journalists, and bloggers who were reporting on it from the outset. And they are demanding their right to free expression on these apps. DW.